day.
Jensen Beach, baby.
Is that where we're at, Jensen Beach? We were just outside. I took the boys out for about... an hour on the beach, and when I was on the beach, it's interesting because about 150 yards down the shoreline, all of a sudden, someone starts yelling shark. I kid you negative. Mm-hmm. And so I tell the boys, I said, hey, come on, guys, let's go check this out. And we ran down there, and about, what do you guys think, about 50 people came with, and this guy reels in this shark that was about 4 to 6 feet long. I'm not kidding you.
About big enough to swallow.
And what was interesting is one of these little producers that we have here, the youngest in the nation, might I add.
That's right.
All of a sudden, I started seeing this fish flop behind one of the guys out in the water. It's like, because they say that sharks feed within 3 feet of water because that's where the food's at. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because you can see everything comes right up on the shore there. But it was interesting that I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And a guy walks over to me and says, hey, you might want to keep your eyes on the little guys. I said, I already am. He said they just caught a shark, and it was quite the shark, friends. It really was.
That would have been fun. Folks, no, I didn't get to see that.
No, you didn't. If you'd like to check us out online really quick, the Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio.com again. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, phone lines are inaccessible. But if you'd like to, well, I can make up for that. If you'd like to be our personal friend, you can go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or go to my fan page, which is Bradley Dean as well. Outside of that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and we got lots to talk about, but why is that, other guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I'll tell you what, if I'm out there swimming with sharks, which we did today, we're at the Operation 300 Frogman Swim with Karen and Billy Vaughn. There's also another family there who had lost their son.
Boy, did you see the strut look on the folks' face?
It is.
It's incredible.
When I talked to him yesterday, you know, we had Karen on the show yesterday just before they had a gala last night, and even talking to Billy today this morning, went up and shook his hand, and I said, how's it going? He said, well, it's going good considering the circumstances. And the first thing he said when he got up there is, I wish none of us were even here right now. But because we are, I hope you enjoy yourself. This is spoken from a man who gave his son for your liberties, folks.
And there was 200 patriots that came to the beach today to support the family.
That's
I thought that was awesome.
Fun some kids,
and we also
families.
Had Sue Trombino out there as well.
Sue Trombino.
Some pretty cool people.
We got pictures up on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
The flyover was pretty cool. They had a military helicopter fly over the top. I hope that wasn't for me.
No, huh?
I don't think it was. I think it was.
You added to the intensity, though.
Of course. It was powerful stuff. And I'm not taking away from that. I was being facetious.
Yeah.
But it's powerful stuff. And there's a lot of military families that are supporting these guys. And they did a swim. And the guys did it. And Jake did it.
Yeah.
Jake, how far did you swim, by the way?
I swam a half mile. They tricked me into it. I thought I was just going to swim out to a buoy and back. And they're like, see that buoy over there? And I'm squinting my eyes. Yeah, I see it. Now you got to swim to that one way over there. So it
Jake, did you see
yards.
That big blade come out of the water? And all of a sudden I started hearing this music. Dun, 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 dun,
Amity Beach
dun,
or something
dun,
like that?
Oh, my gosh. And I seen the other guy fly out of the water. He started running.
I walked on water.
No, you ran out of the water. And I seen you shoot off the beach. But it's been quite the day in Florida. It really has.
It's been very good. We got the pictures all out there, folks. It was a good time. It was an honor and a privilege to be able to go there.
Thank you. Honor and privilege.
The support that they had was overwhelming. It's growing every single year because people are realizing, listen, we're not worshiping the military, the complex. We're admiring the sacrifice.
So, and keep in mind, that family brought up and invoked the name of Jesus Christ before they proceeded with anything, whether people liked it or not. And it's like, you guys go. That's what it's about. It's about Him.
That's right.
And it is in sacrifice of those that laid down their all for our freedoms and honoring them.
That's right. And that's what was said. And you know what? This is the thing. You know, whether people like it or not, people like it. There's a few that maybe don't, but those people never come, and they're not worth even worrying about. It's maybe the press, one or two.
Had no issues today.
That's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing for years. So, again, the Frogman Swim. Also joining us next segment is going to be Robert Brodus from Protecting Marriage Maryland. And also, too, this is something many of you
can I roll
following.
Back a little bit because we kind of tapped into this just a little bit yesterday. It's also interesting, friends, that we had people come up to us and just talk about what's going on out there. And I'm talking about doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. In other words, these are people that are taking the issues head on in your country. And I had this one particular young lady come up to me and just tell me about how people are so inactive and how people act like they don't care.
Yeah.
And we're talking about friends of the family who just lost their son and sacrificed for our freedoms. And I said to her, ma'am, I'm sorry to say this, but I think the American people are going to figure out what they got after it's gone if they don't stand up, because people aren't there blowing the horn because they're having a good time or they're making a lot of money doing it. No, they're doing it because they're fighting for the preservation of your liberties. And how do you win freedom? You fight for it.
That's right.
You just simply do.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, listen, that's what the state-run media does, is they divide and conquer through their lies. But what's interesting about the state-run media and this administration, friends, and this is important for you to understand, they are attacking the sacrifice, and this is what I brought up yesterday. What they're doing is they're promoting illegal agendas, and they're overlooking the sacrifice to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home. So help me God. And I think there's a whole lot of people. There is a swell. There's a grassroots effort all across the country where people are standing up. So friends, don't lose hope. And let me put let me point you the direction that you need to be looking. You need to look to the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. And that is where you find your hope. You do not find your hope outside of him. And let me tell you this. He fails you not. Amen. He will fail you not.
Speaking of
he
that,
said that. I didn't.
And that same message, again, last night we were at Volusia at the 9-12 meeting. It was in Daytona Beach. Brother was delivering the message exactly
to Glenn Beck's group.
That's right.
912 group, yeah.
Actually, this is our second one on this tour. But somebody responded, her name was Deborah, and she said I was at, well, this was a different one, but I was at Act for America last night. Now, this was two nights ago. Heard your explosive speech. I'm so impressed that you are reaching the young and the way you do it. I'm looking to emulate some of your methods. There's the Holy Ghost, folks. Follow me as we follow Christ.
Amen.
They are the future of our country, so I look forward to watching My War. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Many of you are hearing about the events here in Florida. Don't just hear about them. Do an event in your area. Let's get to Nevada. Let's get out there to New Mexico. Yeah. Let's get to Arizona. And we have Ben.
It doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes what?
An irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires in the hearts of men, in the minds of men. Liberty, that is. That My War DVD series is available. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can order My War. Don't just wonder what it's about. Get the series. It's fantastic. And the anointing is on it for you to share with your friends, your family, because there's a lot you can get out of the event, but these folks are taking this home and they're bringing it across the country.
Jake, will you kind of share with the listeners as to what I told you today? Because it comes in a different way when it comes from somebody else outside of me. But can you kind of share with our listeners really quick?
Well, and I get to experience it too because I'm in the audience normally. Now, you all that listen to our show on a regular basis, you start to get accustomed to the message, the fire, the facts, the things that not a lot of folks are talking about. These people, when we do these events, this may be their first or second, maybe it is their first time that they've been given this
subjected
type of knowledge,
message,
and subjected to it, that's right, and baptized into it. And so this is the kind of response that you get, and that's why I would stress the importance, if you're not able to come with us, folks, send us there, because people all over the country, they want to wake up, they want to do, they just need the tools to do it with, and that's exactly what we're bringing as the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Also, too, remember, Robert Brodus, next segment, will be joining us from Protecting Marriage in Maryland.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Jensen Beach. Just got done with the Frogman Swim, an Operation 300, Billy and Karen Vaughn's nonprofit, to reach out to young fatherless children whose parents have served in war or have served the armed forces and have not come back home. So they're stepping in and being that part, standing up for those. Last night, Bradley, we had a phenomenal event again in Volusia in Daytona Beach. Another group of folks that were just floored, not only by the information. A lot of times the information may have been heard, not necessarily the way we deliver it, though. I do got to say that. But secondly, it's the anointing that's behind it. It's the fact that God is on our side. God is our breaker. God is the one that goes up before us, not our knowledge, not our wit, not our wisdom, not our ability to be able to sniff out a rat in this administration or Congress or our ability to vote or polarize people and get people to the polls. It's Christ. He sets on the head, and that's what was exemplified again last night. So when we get responses like the one that I read last break, there's no wonder, because the anointing is there and God bears witness to it. And if you want an event in your community, anywhere around the country, give us a call. Let's look into it. It does not require a lot. It does require effort, don't get me wrong, but it does not require a lot. And maybe the Sons of Liberty can come to your community, your school, your college, you name it, your 912 group, your Tea Party group, or just your group in general. Now, last break, we talked about Mr. Robert Brodus from Protecting Marriage in Maryland. This man has stood like a wall, uncompromising, in the face of this homosexual marriage agenda. And for many reasons, he's going to give you a perspective that many folks don't understand as to what's happening, how it's being attacked, and where we should be standing, not only as Americans and as patriots, but as Christians. Thank you, and welcome to the program, Robert.
Hi, Jake.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to have you on. We had a little bit of a delay there, but again, Robert Brodus, Protecting Marriage, Maryland. Robert, we brought you on the show today because I wanted you to share your perspective. Now, just recently, Bradley had wrote a column. It's called Bradley Dean, Supreme Court's Ruling is Pretended Legislation Through Assault. Explain some of the trials that you have been through there in Maryland and how you're kind of holding back the floodgates on this issue right now. And it seems, as we talked about the other day, sometimes you feel like you're the only one doing it.
Well, Protect Marriage Maryland is a political action committee, a PAC, that we started in 2009, actually, when they brought same-sex marriage to Washington, D.C. We realized that it was going to spill over the borders, and they were going to try to proceed through every state to force us to accept same-sex marriage. And there was a lot of force involved in that. It looks like it was innocently done through either a state legislation or, in the case of California, you know, a court ruling that overturns the will of the people. You may have seen what happened in New York, where they had elected, the people go out and they elect Republican legislators, both to the House and the Senate, thinking that this is going to protect marriage. And then the Republican legislators turn on them. Well, we've had people like Dick Cheney and Ken Melman calling into our state, offering who knows what to Republican legislators, and four Republicans switch sides, change their campaign promises, and went ahead and voted for same-sex marriage. And now, you know, we've seen it happen not only at the state level, but at the federal level, where the court makes a ridiculous ruling saying that Congress cannot legislate and say that marriage is between a man and a woman.
And you brought up a point the other day. Robert, you were just talking about Dick Cheney. So the Bush regime is obviously not against this. As a matter of fact, there was a letter written from a homosexual community church that said thank you to Mr. Bush for all of his, what would you call it, all of his support of the GLBT communities and the GLBT churches. So it's not a miss to this administration. You've got these guys hoodwinking and bamboozling Republican voters. So the voter votes a conservative in, thinks he's going to send them to Capitol Hill, and he's going to turn things around. But no, it goes the contrary way. So we know what that means. The people have to take that means then. Maybe you have to run. Maybe you have to impeach. There's a variety of different avenues that you can take. But you just described yesterday, after the Supreme Court made this ruling, this decision, which is, that's all it is. You know, so what? It might as well have been them and themselves, because it does not make law. It cannot create law. Judges cannot create law. You cannot legislate law from the bench by any means. It's pretended legislation, as Bradley's column highlights. Robert, you said that somebody said to you, you know, well, that's old news. Nobody's talking about that anymore, when you try to put pressure out there and talk about the issue. Can you give some examples of that?
Oh, well, we're seeing constantly, this is effectively the Roe versus Wade-ation of all of our moral issues. What the court is effectively saying is we can't legislate on morality anymore. And I know a lot of libertarians will want to say you can't do that, but think about this. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Those are moral laws. Okay?
Very
the
moral.
Only reason those laws exist is because we're a moral people. Well, the idea that a man shouldn't lie with a man and a woman shouldn't lie with a woman is a moral law, and that is upheld by our community. But people are already telling us, actually they've been telling us long before this, we don't want conservatives, you know, influencing the Republican Party. We don't want these issues on our ballot. We just want to go ahead and talk about something else. And they'll talk about the economy, or they'll talk about the earthquakes or climate change, whatever else, so that they don't have to address the fact that they've turned their backs on God and really don't care about those issues that are going to affect their children and grandchildren. And they're going to reap the rewards of what they're sowing right now. But they have this cognitive dissonance that, you know, when they're not prepared for the storm that's about to come, they'll just point the finger at, you know, whoever the biggest scapegoat is, whether it's the other party or whether it's the conservatives or whether it's the Christians or what have you. So we're actually more being blamed than we are being sympathized with, even though it is they who are taking away our religious rights.
Now, if you look at this, you have the organization Protecting Marriage. I'm on the website right now, protectingmarriagemaryland.webs.com, and you describe this epidemic that you're describing right now for us. But this transcends the borders of Maryland. Speak to America and help them understand. We talk about it all the time whenever this topic and this issue comes up on the Sons of Liberty. But speak to America and help them understand that this isn't just about a gay issue. This is about the foundations of America and the way that it ties into the liberties that we have.
Sure. Just quickly on the website, it's Protect Marriage Maryland, no ING. Just protectmarriagemaryland.webs.com. And you can also get there at protectmarriagemd.org. But our country was founded by a religious people, as you talk about on your show daily. And our Constitution will not work for any but a moral and religious people, as John Adams wrote. They found that, you know, the King of England was violating their rights. This is why the Pilgrims came over on the Mayflower. This is why people like Patrick Henry and Luther Martin argued that our Constitution, as it was originally written, didn't provide for religious liberty. And they said, we need a Bill of Rights that's going to protect our religious liberty. And even that has been abridged, along with all the other 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights, and violated by our government. But they understood from the beginning of this country that our most serious, our most critical rights of conscience were what needed to be protected, because if you don't protect those, the government will nickel and dime its way and write pretended legislation, like you're saying, to take those rights away. Now, at first,
you brought up
things worked well.
That's right. You just brought up, okay, well, you know what? Maybe I need to let you finish that, but you brought up conscience. I want people to understand liberty of conscience is a religious matter. It's strictly your conscience. You're accountable between you and your creator, not your fellow man, definitely not your government. So the importance of a religious freedom is that freedom of conscience so that man cannot dictate your conscience and direct your where you're going. That's the importance of religious freedom. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, and just to that point, you know, everybody knows about the right to keep and bear arms. Well, that's your right to self-defense. If you believe you need a gun to defend yourself, you should have that. But there were also people who wanted an amendment to say, if you don't want to carry a gun, you should have that right too, because there were Quakers and people like that who religiously couldn't carry a gun. That didn't make it into the Constitution. But going on, once we had our Civil War, as many call it, it's better to call it a war between the states, because it wasn't a war to take over the United States government, but to form a separate government, which is what the colonists did in 1776. Once we had that, when the South lost, the government came in and said, your right to have a militia is gone. Your right to be free and independent states are gone. And then they said, let's enact a 14th Amendment, which is going to tell you that you have to abide by the terminations of the federal government. And those first three or four protections in the 14th Amendment completely rewrote the Constitution, at least in the way that they've been interpreted since about the turn of the 20th century. And they put in what's
Robert, we're bringing it into an unabridged... This will be an unabridged book now we're going to be talking about. I'm going to bring you over for one more segment. Again, Robert Brodus from Protecting Marriage Maryland. You can find him at protectmarriagemd.org. We're going to talk about this 14th Amendment, how it ties into this decision that just came out, this abomination. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, live out of Jensen Beach, Florida today. This concludes our last day here in Florida. We've been on tour all week. Many of you have been following us. Some of you came out to see us. We were at the UCF campus on Tuesday, and then we were at the Lakeland 912 group. And then Wednesday, we had a reception in Heathrow. We met a lot of fantastic leaders in the Orlando area, which then led to the Act for America event that we did on Thursday, right in Orlando. Friday, we were at the Volusia 912. That was yesterday in Daytona Beach. And then this morning, we did the Frogman Swim for Operation 300, Billy and Karen Vaughn, out on Jensen Beach. I got the opportunity to swim a half mile. I don't know if I'd call it an opportunity. I about passed out when I walked through the finish line. I guess the top score was 6 minutes. I did it in about 11. Not bad for a guy who lives in Minnesota and doesn't swim much. Anyhow, on to bigger and better things. Bradley just wrote a column called Supreme Court's Ruling is Pretended Legislation Through Assault. I want to read a quote and get back to our special guest, Mr. Robert Brodus from Protecting Marriage Maryland, protectingmarriagemd.org. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if, quote, pockets of resistance, unquote, to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish. And hence, that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. That was Miss Chai, well, Mr. or Miss, whatever you want to call her, Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Barack Hussein Obama. Robert, you were talking to us about the 14th Amendment. Miss Chai Feldblum just took that 14th Amendment and said, oh yeah, we have a compelling interest here. We have to protect individual rights and liberties. Your shot.
Well, what then happens to the rights and liberties of those who are opposed to it, those whose religious rights of conscience have been abridged, have been destroyed by the government's wholesale adoption of the homosexual agenda? And after you do the homosexuals, then you have to do the transsexuals and the transgenders. And then after that, who knows what comes next?
I'll tell you what happens, Robert. Let me tell you what happens. She just said it. This interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish. And hence, that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs, well, there goes the liberties out the window, because now you have no exceptions based on religious beliefs, will be the last restrictive means of achieving. So in other words, religious beliefs are restricting. This will be the last restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. What about people? So the sodomites get liberty, but nobody else does. If you're religious, you don't have it. So now you have 1.7% approximately is about the amount of homosexuals in this country that are practicing homosexuals. They're not homosexuals. They're making sexual deviated sins is what they're doing. But 1.7 gets to dictate 99.3%. Isn't that what Chai's saying, the woman who was commissioned by Barack Hussein Obama?
Exactly, and you know, it's the new apartheid. But this time it's the Christians and the Orthodox Jews and the people who actually read their Bibles, believe their Bibles, and are dedicated to their faith. They're the ones who are being told to sit in the back of the bus and drink out of a different color water fountain. And you know what's really strange is the irony that the civil rights movement has brought this upon us, because they used the civil rights movement to get here. They said, you did it for blacks, you did it for women, you did it for Jews and Catholics, now you gotta do it for those who disobey the Bible, for those who disobey the laws of nature and nature's God. And we bought it. our mistake is we allowed our preachers not to preach on it, and we allowed ourselves to be swayed by the Chris Matthews's and the Rachel Maddows and the other talking heads on TV, not to exclude Fox News and the other people who pretend they're on the conservative side, but they wouldn't know conservatism if it bit them. And you know,
that's exactly right.
What we really have to do is recognize that the civil rights movement was the tip of the spear for socialism, communism, to make its way into the United States of America. And once they prove that they can rewrite your laws on marriage and your religious rights, they can rewrite any law. They can redistribute your property or your wealth or what have you. And we've got to look for ways to win our country back for a God-fearing people who believe in our rights of conscience. And I was researching the founding, the arguments over the Constitution, and it was interesting that the first president to full term under the Articles of Confederation, John Hanson, had a son, Alexander C. Hanson, who was arguing back and forth with a guy who wanted a Bill of Rights. And he said, we can't do a Bill of Rights because the people sent us here to ratify this Constitution. And here's the important note. Any private individual has a right to propose a Constitution to the American people to adopt at their discretion. Any private individual has a right to propose a Constitution. And that's what happened in 1787. We were on the Articles of Confederation. They threw it in the trash, and they took up a new Constitution that could be easily amended. The Articles of Confederation required all 13 states. This Constitution only requires 9. And because of that, the minority can have their rights abridged by the majority, which is what's happening here. A uneducated majority is abridging the rights of the minority. So we need to take Alexander C. Hansen's words and turn it back on him. And I'm going to urge people to go out and start writing constitutions that the American people can adopt at their discretion if we really, really want to save our country and protect our rights.
And we can do that at the state levels. I want to make a point. You brought up the fact the civil rights movement was the tip of the spear, and then the radicals jumped on that wagon, and they've utilized that to do what they're doing these days. But let me just make a point, okay?
Sure.
Catholics that were persecuted were not breaking the laws of God and the laws of nature. They were merely Catholics. Jews were not breaking the laws of God nor the laws of nature for being Jews. Blacks were not breaking the laws of God or the laws of nature for being black. Women were not breaking the laws of God or the laws of nature for being women. What you have is not only sexual deviancy and perversion, or as the Bible calls it, an abomination. You have lawless people. And to your point, Robert, you know, we can talk Articles of Confederation, we can talk Constitution. Both have their pluses and their negatives. Who knows? Maybe if we would have stayed under the Articles of Confederation, we wouldn't exist anymore because we'd have been too weak as a society because we weren't united enough. We couldn't have held off Britain again. Maybe we'd still be British colonies. That's not what I want to debate. What I want to talk about right now is in this day and age, we have traded law-abiding principles and laws for lawlessness. Chai Feldman, this administration, in 2009, Obama gets in. He says, I want to fundamentally transform the foundations of this country. He appoints 224 homosexuals and transvestites into key positions. Why? Because he wants equal rights? No, because those people have already forsook conscience. They become of a reprobate mind, and guess what? Now they'll do anything that a dictator asks them to do. Because that's what they are. They're lawless. And lawless people care not for the rights of the innocent, nor for your liberties, nor for your freedoms. In 2009, Obama also, in 2010, he nominated former Dean of Harvard, Alina Kagan, to the Supreme Court bench. She is a radical lesbian who has never judged a case in her life, and who was known for queerifying Harvard. If you see the things she did as the dean at Harvard, you would know exactly why she was appointed by this president. Obama declares DOMA unconstitutional in 2011 and directs the Department of Justice to not defend the law in court. Stop defending it. Yet he'll defend his criminal DOJ, Mr. Eric Holder, and protect him from cold-blooded murder across our borders, from the issues and the scandals going on in Benghazi. He covers him at every turn. 2011, Obama supports Dianne Feinstein's bill to repeal DOMA. 2012, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rules California's Proposition 8 unconstitutional. You think the White House had anything to do with that? 2012, Obama, by the way, that was a Bush-appointed judge over there in California. 2012, in May, Obama publicly endorses homosexual marriage and is declared America's, quote, first gay president by Newsweek. Now, we know how hard it is to say anything about the president in mainstream media without him vetting it. We know that. We know that about all of the outlets. CNN, he vets the stuff. The New York Times, he vets the stuff before it goes out. Yet they were able to openly declare him the first gay president, put it on the cover. You think he didn't know about that? U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear cases on DOMA and Proposition 8. 2013, in February, U.S. military extends some benefits to homosexual partners. There you go, utilizing the military complex. 2013 of April, Obama spends $350 million on sexual indoctrination curriculum for children. While we're in a recession, teaching the only unsafe sex is becoming pregnant. In 2013, Supreme Court rules in line with Obama's administration, radical ideology being forced upon America for the past 4 years. It sums it up. There's the roadmap. It's all happening. No conspiracy. It's on paper, folks. It's all right there. And what Robert just described to you before, the way they've utilized it and tried to work through the loopholes, folks, it's while America sleeps. Is it not, Robert?
Oh, yes, indeed. And I mean, what you have to see is now he's going around the world telling the president of Senegal to accept same-sex marriage. You know, he's telling other countries. You know, when he got elected, he said, you know, because of what you did tonight, change has finally come to America. He was quoting an old song from Sam Cooke. And, you know, all the black people, all the black Christians, ironically, cheered and just went crazy over that, not realizing what he meant by change. You know, he wasn't saying I'm going to increase opportunities for blacks. He wasn't saying that I'm going to lift you out of poverty and give you opportunities. What he was saying, and I saw this back in 2007 when he was running, was that he's coming in to fundamentally transform, to change America into a godless state. Remember when he said America is not a Christian nation?
That's right. How's that change working out for you, America? Again, special guest Robert Brodus, Protecting Maryland, protectmarriagemd.org. Thank you for being with us, Robert. Stay tuned. We got one more segment left. Sons of Liberty Radio live out of Jensen Beach, Florida. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, live in Jensen Beach, Florida. Last segment here. Just finished the swim down in the ocean not too long ago. So we got salt all in our skin and all in our hair. But I think we're doing okay. No complaints over here. Many of you didn't know, this is our Saturday program. We're on every day of the week, Monday through Friday. You can go to the affiliates section on our page, sonsoflibertyradio.com, find out the physical stations we're on. And hey, if you have one in your community you'd like to hear the Sons of Liberty on, get in touch with us. We'll help you do that. But you can also find the phone app. We're on tunein.com. You can find us there, the conservative radio app. Some people listen to us on the iPods. Whatever the case, you can listen Monday through Friday as well. So for all of those listeners that didn't get a chance to hear us during the week, Roseanne Barr, if anybody remembers her, maybe you don't, and I don't want to make her popular, but the point is this. Bradley was doing an event. It wasn't at Volusia. It was at the Act for America event, and he made a comment. He said, "Mr. Atheist, you don't have to believe in trucks either, but stand in front of one, and you'll learn it don't matter what you think." That was it. So we Twittered it because we live tweet all of our events. We're giving quotes and things like that. Some videos, some pictures. I know many of you have emailed and said, "Hey, can I get the full version of that?" No, you can't. But you can get the My War DVD series, or you can come to an event. We don't like to ruin it for those that haven't experienced it yet. So as I Twittered that, then we went back and did some work here at night. And I was looking through Twitter, and all of a sudden I see the name Roseanne Barr. And it says, at the real Roseanne. And I thought, yeah, right. This was the comment given back to us, and I did the research and found out this really is Roseanne Barr. "Mr. Religious," this is to the quote, "Mr. Atheist, you don't have to believe in trucks either, but stand in front of one, and you will learn it don't matter what you think." The response was, "Mr. Religious, see if God cares when you step out in front of a speeding truck." I mean, talk about the love. Think about that. She ran for president. Yeah, I know you didn't know that. Of course you didn't know that. Who would have ever took her serious? But I guess that's what she tried to do. I don't know what she ran on. Maybe a treadmill or something. No, she didn't do that. I don't know. Maybe somebody else ran for her and she took the pictures, the photo ops. Anyhow, Sons of Liberty. This is what we responded back to her. "My father told me not to answer a fool in their folly. Surrender your life to the one who gave you life." That's her first problem, and that's what she needs to do. Redemption is available for all. "For God so loved the world." That's speaking. The world is those that don't believe. That's who Christ died for. "The choice is laid at their feet. The sacrifice has already been made. God cannot do for a man what a man refuses to do for himself in this instance. Man cannot save himself. Christ made that propitiation." But we said, surrender your life to the one who gave you life. Then let's get radical. See, we can only accomplish anything on this earth, in this country, if we're surrendered and we're committed to Christ.
Because in Christ is those true riches that we see manifested when it comes through things like liberty, when it comes to government, when it comes to all sorts of ways, shapes, and forms where goodness is manifested to us. I go on. Somebody responded to us. Her name was Kathy. She said there's a Jewish teaching held by some rabbis, and I'm sharing all of this. This is kind of my day to catch up on the Saturday program. There's a Jewish teaching held by some rabbis that the sin that was metaphorically the final straw for God before he brought in the flood during Noah's time was gay marriage. We just got done talking with Robert Brodus about this topic, and next segment you're going to hear from Mr. Matt Staver. We're going to be doing an interview with him speaking about this very issue. Is that true? Kathy, thanks for your comment and your feedback. You know what I hear on that? I hear, if that's the last straw, then I better get busy. Because I'm not going to sit around and wait for the last straw to break and then destruction to happen. Don't you think warning signs are given to us? It's like when the oil engine light goes on in your car. You know, the little red light up on your dash? There's two things you can do. Number one, you can go get your oil changed. Or fill your oil back up. Or number two, you can put a piece of black tape over that check engine oil light and keep driving. And ignore it. Because it's annoying you. God's warnings are for our good. And in the end, they prove true and faithful if we repent, like Nineveh. Look at all the stories, the great salvation story, Saul of Tarshish. Same thing, and that is available to everybody. Our listeners and everybody else, folks. Redemption is first. That's why we preach the law. Law to grace. This whole week, we've been speaking that same message. Bill Martinez Bradley was on earlier this week. Jan Michelson, WHO in Iowa. The American Adversaries with Mr. Christopher Hart here at the Salem Station in the Orlando area. Radio Liberty with Stan Monteith. Bradley was on there, I think, for almost a full hour just expounding upon liberty's principles and the source being God. We were also on the right side on that same night on Wednesday. I got a comment from one of our folks that carries Bradley's columns every week. His name is Tim. And he wrote this email, and I think this will resound with a lot of you folks that are listening today. He said, I'm writing to say thank you. I'm not writing to say thanks for what you did for my kids the other week, given some comic books and some things like that, or what you have done in helping to promote my website. That's freedomoutpost.com, freedomoutpost.com. I'm writing to say thank you for the encouragement you provide at the end of my day. I'm not able to listen to the show during the day because I'm trying to focus on the work at hand. Folks, we all know what that's like. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on performing what you're required to do. You got to put bread on the table. You got to fight for your liberties. And so does Tim. He said, however, once I'm done when I'm working, I go outside in the patio, grab the iPad, and listen to the show, and I'm encouraged. Sometimes it is difficult with all of the stuff I have to write on to maintain a positive attitude. Because he's warning you, folks. Because we warn you on the Sons of Liberty. That's not easy stuff. You take on a lot of the negativity. Why? So that you can bring the resolve and bring the answers. They don't happen until we clean up our act. Repentance has to precede salvation. There is no salvation after that. All that is the work of man, which will be shown and proved by fire, the Bible says, in that day when we face our Creator. He said, it's not just me. He loves listening to the show because the encouraging word of God and His promises. I'm refreshed. It's not just me telling my kids or my wife or even myself. It's not just the people in my church or my elders, but other brothers half a country away from me that God uses to strengthen me through encouragement. May God continue to use you to do the same for many other believers out there who know there is real victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Tim. And I share that with you because, folks, it resounds with us. We can encourage each other by doing the same thing. When we're posting things on Facebook, which we have been all week, you can follow us through. You can follow the victories. There's video testimonies of folks that responded to the events. Just different divine things. A gentleman stood up and said, I was not going to be here tonight. I am so glad I was here. Things were imparted unto me. He said, you rock. There was another gentleman who came to two events who lives down here in Florida. Chris, you've heard him on the show. We got him a comic book for his daughter. He took that comic book, he went out and he's gotten a job, he's been turning his life around here. He went and bought a stack so he can hand them out all throughout his community. He said that one day when he was going into work, he said, Lord, I really need you to show yourself. I'm having such a hard time right now. And he said within a day or two, he got turned on to the Sons of Liberty radio because he had listened to one of the shows on GCN before us. And he was just getting beat down. And then all of a sudden that started the uplifting, not of the natural circumstances, folks. Those stayed. It was this issue of the heart so that he could maintain in those natural circumstances. He came out to these events. People are being blessed left and right. Why? To further the gospel, ultimately, to further our mission and our duty to our God, our Creator, first and foremost, and to our fellow man. I want to give you another victory. Remember the crazy lady a while back? She's swinging her purse at one of our street teams and belted him. And the video that went viral, over 50,000 views, the Blaze picked it up, WND, Charisma, Patriot Update, Freedom Outpost, News with Views. You probably saw it at Western Journalism. And if you didn't there, you probably saw it on Facebook. Well, YouTube decided they were going to pull that down, said it was discrimination, had to do with hate speech, etc. We're the ones being hated on, folks, but isn't that the mentality? They accuse you of doing what you're the victim of. And I'm not claiming a victim mentality, but when a person's victimized, it's because a criminal has broken the law and victimizes him. That's what happened in the video. They pulled it down. But enough pressure got to them that they've actually put that back up again, folks. Why? Because what does the Bible say? He says all promises, all things work to the good of those who are called according to His purpose, who love God, who are called according to His purposes. That doesn't mean, well, that means my paycheck's going to be bigger this week. No, it means in the battle, all things are going to work to the good. You may get slugged, you may get a bruise, you may cut, you may get knocked down quite a few times, but the Lord says He works all things to the good, and He did for the Sons of Liberty. And He does it for you, folks. Love your show. I found it after listening to Mr. Jones, said Leslie. Or Lisa, I'm sorry. On GCN Live site, and the video of the angry teacher has been removed from YouTube because it was categorized as policy violation of bullying or threatening, like I just said. Who died and made them the determiner of what is deemed threatening? This lady is clearly threatening the gentleman. Love your show. God bless. Lisa, I want to give you the victory. We got the victory there. We know who's threatening. So does America. That's why they responded. That's why YouTube was forced to respond and put the video back up. I don't want to leave it at, who does YouTube think they are? And bring no resolve. If there's not resolve, then we're going to be yapping the rest of our days while we lose our freedom. And folks, that's not what we're about. It's not what you're about. We appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned now for hour two. You're going to hear an interview with Mr. Matt Staver regarding the situation of the Supreme Court's ruling. Remember, folks, it is pretended legislation. Judges don't make laws. Congress doesn't make laws. The president doesn't make laws. God makes law. We agree with him. We enact policy so long as it does not contradict the laws of nature and nature's God. God bless every one of you. Have a great weekend. We're checking out from Florida. We'll be back again live on Monday.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.